there's absolutely no doubt that the persecution of Christians is on the rise. Yeah, in some brutal ways in some parts of the world, and even in the comfortable West, where we've considered ourselves immune up to this point. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Yeah, and for those of us who live in what we thought were open democracies that value free speech, it's coming as something of a rude shock. From our comfortable vantage point, persecution of Christians is something we expect and all too occasionally pray about when it happens over there somewhere in countries ruled by totalitarian regimes. But this close to home, seriously? That shouldn't be happening. Well, it is happening, so get used to it. But then there's nothing new in any of that, writes the Apostle Paul to his young ministry protege Timothy in his second letter, chapter 3, beginning at verse 10. But you know all about me. You know what I teach and the way I live. You know my goal in life. You know my faith, my patience, my love. You know that I never stop trying. You know about my persecutions and my sufferings. You know all things that happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. The persecution I suffered in those places. But the Lord saved me from all of it. Everyone who wants to live showing true devotion to God in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So Paul begins by recapping his own particular experience of persecution, but then he universalizes it. Through him, God is telling us that it's going to happen to all of us. Charles Spurgeon once put it like this: the present age is so flippant that if a man loves the Savior, he's a fanatic, and if he hates the power of evil, he's a bigot. Persecution, don't be surprised. That's God's word fresh for you today. Yeah, these are difficult times in which to be living out our faith in Jesus. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His word.